This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
He's sitting there and he's
I do. I feel when I come down to the hen house that I feel I'm at home. I feel I'm in my own kitchen.
You get awful giddy, don't you?
Yeah, I do.
Is that why you're so comfortable with those shit glasses?
I am going to go for new glasses.
Hector, you've been promising us that for a while.
Yeah, they will. It will happen. About a year ago, I was out running and I was on my same path that I go on all the time.
You're doing your you do about 20 or 30k.
I do 30k. David Goggins would be nothing on me, motherfucker.
Who's David Goggins?
David Goggins is the greatest ultra runner. You know the guy, David Goggins. Come on, hard up, motherfucker. Get out there and run. You know,
Lady Goggins, is she a pop star?
No, David Goggins is your man.
Hector, but then again, I'm not into ultra runners.
He is your man in America. Hard up, motherfucker. Stay hard. Get out there and run. I was talking to this guy. He said he runs all
the time. He's of an Irish extraction.
He has a good Irish name anyway.
David Goggins has to be seen.
His name is probably
an ex
Brent Pope
US Navy SEAL, a hard motherfucker who came from nothing and now he just runs and runs and runs and tells people to get off the couch and run. Have you ever seen David Goggins?
No.
Oh, well, anyway, I was out doing my David Goggins.
Did we go to school with a fella called David Goggins?
I can't wait to find out what his real name is.
David Goff, we went to school.
All right.
David Goggins. Goggins is, there is a pub in Monkstown called Goggins's.
Is there a guy in our class called Eric Goggins?
When you keep saying the word Goggins, it gets a bit strange.
I've got some friends called the Goggins.
Do you know any Gogginses?
Yeah, I do, from Claremorris.
The Hog Goggins.
Gogginses.
Barty Goggins. Paul Goggins. Munchaw Goggins. The Goggins. Goozer Goggins.
I know Shane.
Goozer Goggins.
Shane Goggins.
Where's Shane Goggins these days?
He's from Claremorris.
But what's it? I haven't heard. Where
and
is
Johnny
he?
Goggins,
did
another
Shane,
one.
Did Shane Goggins go to America?
No. Must be a different one.
Johnny
there.
Goggins. Johnny Goggins.
Come on. Yeah. So anyway, you're out.
That's a great name, the Gogginses.
You're out running.
Are you Mrs. Gogginses? So I was out running. And now, so I want
where
you,
is this going?
I want you to focus in on this.
Right.
I was out running, up the main road, cut into the track.
So how long ago was this again? 10 months, was it?
A year ago, something like that.
Yeah. He remembers it vividly.
And I'd seen this man walking on the same pathway. And we'd cross, our paths would cross, me jogging and him walking, once every...
That's a good one.
Him jogging.
Will you let me tell the story?
Jogging.
Our paths would cross.
Goggins jogging.
Joggins.
So...
The Goggins had him jogging.
Mrs. Goggins is a great one. So I'd say hello to him and it would just be the simple, how are you? And I'd jog by him. And I don't know who he is and I don't know what parish he's from. And I would see him once every 6 months maybe, say like that. You know these random people you might see in the town?
Like toboggans.
How warm anymore can you get out of this? Toboggans, I don't even know what that means. Oh my God, he's still... Oh, there goes one of his lungs.
So I would just wave at him. About 3 months ago, he stops me and he says, how are you? And I said, how are you? And he goes, do you know Tommy Tiernan? And I don't know this man from Adam and I don't know what parish he's from. And I went, I do. And he said, I've something for him. I'll see you again sometime. And I jogged off. nice man, very affable, very friendly. I jogged on and I left it at that. I went out for a jog on Sunday, about 11 o'clock in the morning. I was up the top of the hill and this man, I could see him in the distance. It was him. And he goes, I knew I'd meet you again. Would you give this to Tommy Tiernan? I said, I will. So Tommy, he gave me an envelope.
Oh, fuck, open it there. We see what's in it.
I know. And he said a little bit more at the time. And he said, I know that that lad went out to Africa. And he said, I was going to use this for something else, but I'm not. Give this to Tommy Tiernan. He knows the place for it.
Oh. Okay.
Isn't this, so this is what this random man stopped me at the top.
How would you say it? Is it?
I'd say it's a donation, is it?
To Troker.
I hope it's not to Tommy Tiernan.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What is it? No way.
Yeah.
€500.
I've never even seen one of those.
From
an actual
and this
note.
Man I know to see.
Did you get his details so they can?
He said to me, as we were, he said, I don't want any names. I don't want anything.
Really?
Give this to Tommy Tiernan because I know he was out there and I know the work he did there. And he smiled and he said, I was going to use that for something else, but it's no good to me.
Oh, that's a very nice thing.
A €500 note.
Oh. That's very kind.
What do you think of that? From somebody that I just waved to about a year before that. And I know him to see, but I haven't a clue. His family, his parish, I don't know where he's from. But he said, I'll see you again. So how do we...
Jeez, that's very...
Isn't that mad?
It's a nice thing to do. Fair play to him.
There you go. Will you make sure that goes to the right home, Tommy?
That's amazing.
Isn't it? Yeah, it's lovely.
Yeah, and it's like, how do you...
Jesus Christ. Wow.
Anyway,
half a grand.
Yeah.
Half a grand, but it's in the note. Look at the note. Nice. That's pretty...
There's a note there. Oh, no, sorry.
No, it's in a note. A €500 note.
That's a very generous thing to do. Fair play to them. Well done. That's nice. Very nice.
And you know, the world that you're in as well, you get things like that. But I just think it's random, but beautiful.
Wow.
And... To that man, I just say, I'll see you again sometime when I see him running.
I'm sure Throke Road would be very glad of it.
I don't even know his first name. Could you credit that?
Or his second name?
I don't even know if he's a Gogginses. I don't know who he is, but he's a nice smile and he's a friendly man.
I was reading a book last night called The God of Surprises. And this fella, he says, as an exercise, write your obituary.
Yes, well, obviously, I've that done long ago.
Really?
I know, but you know, I like...
So give us a blast of your... What? So...
No, go on first. Let's have
So mine out. Would be... Yes. Right, I was lying in bed last night and I was going... the whole idea of writing your obituary would be that if there's anything that you would... it was, what would you like your obituary to be?
Oh, yeah.
What would you like your obituary to say?
Okay.
So... I was lying in bed last night. I was going, oh, because it's a great opportunity to dream about change.
Right.
Do you mean to kind of say, oh, Jesus, if I could, you know,
I could fit this into my life, I can use it as my obituary.
Yeah. I'd be happy if I got to do this type of thing.
Yeah. Or if somebody said this about me, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Yeah. So mine, I was just thinking last night, because I said, former stand-up comedian. That's a terrible thing. That sounds cattle former
funny man.
Former stand-up comedian.
Former, that's the only time I hear that is for Premiership footballers.
Chat show host, actor, and
podcaster,
yeah, don't forget that
influencer,
bit.
And Catholic preacher.
Oh, that's the new line you're
that's
going
That's the new line.
This is where you're going. This is Oh, go on.
Oh
my God.
So I was thinking, yeah. Yeah, so former stand-up comedian, podcaster, actor, chat show host.
And Catholic.
And Catholic preacher, Father Tommy Tiernan, passed away.
Oh my God.
At the age of 93.
Jeez, you're one for it hot and heavy there.
Last week. He leaves behind him. What did I say? No, he's remembered by. He's remembered by his wife, Yvonne, his six children.
It's normally his loving wife, so let's go with that one. His loving wife.
Okay.
Okay.
Go rewind there, Tommy.
His
quick,
loving wife,
quickly.
Six children, and 37 grandchildren.
37? The kids are going to be busy.
I got a buzz out of that. Jesus.
So specifically a Catholic preacher as opposed to just a Christian.
Well, oh yeah, I was just thinking like, Christian. What would be the, because we all like to dream of a fucking, of a turn in the road.
Yes.
Do you know what I mean? If someone's saying to you, whatever you're doing now is going to be the same thing you're going to be doing for the rest of your life. Now, some people are happy out with that and they kind of go, look, I'm paying bills and stuff like that. But I was always much more irresponsible than that. I'm much more of a dreamer.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, yeah, Jesus, that would be the thing.
You probably couldn't be referred to at any point, though, as father. You'd probably have to be called something else. What do they call people who are the next step to a priest? Because you can't
pastor,
be a priest.
Pastor Tiernan.
Pastor Tiernan.
Some sort of a thing. You're not going to be a priest.
But who says he could be a priest in the future?
Yeah, you could be.
Can you be a priest after?
No, you can't be a priest once you've been. Oh, maybe. You can get married after you leave the priesthood, but can you be married? No, I wouldn't say.
Okay.
It takes the vow of celibacy.
So that's the twist I'd like to see in my.
So you, but what you're doing there is you're giving yourself, obviously you're saying you're a priest. Could you not say a man, do you give it more in the obituary? Would you not give it more?
How do you mean?
Like a man who da 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 da.
Oh, no. I'm just talking about kind of
the opening
job
lines.
Descriptions.
Former stand-up comedian. That sounds so sad, doesn't it?
Awful
it
sad.
Sounds like the jokes are over.
Well, he gave up the comedy to turn to a life of prayer.
No, closed for business.
No, but if I was thinking, say I reached the greater age of 93 and I was thinking, do I want to read, you know, legendary stand-up comedian?
She wouldn't be able to be standing up at that age anyway.
Yeah. That stage. Former doesn't sound nice, does it? Former.
The former stand-up comedian and...
The former.
And Christian preacher.
Christian preacher, that's
Christian
it.
Preacher.
Yeah, yeah.
Tommy Tiernan passed away today.
Age 98.
In his hermitage in the Gobi Desert.
Would you
full of opium suppositories, surrounded by the Gotuka tribe?
You could set up
tribe.
Your own priest, your own church. You could have your own followers.
You can do that in the in Protestant.
Of course, you Presbyterians, Free Presbyterians.
They all set up their own churches.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you were thinking of a twist in the road for you now, if you're writing your obituaries, what would the first couple of sentences be? Loretta Blewett.
Loretta Blewett, formerly of.
Just general,
just
warm, kind, loving.
She's mad for the compliment.
That sounds.
Mad. This is you're writing it yourself.
Hang on, a light a candle.
You did say I had to write it myself.
Former, come on.
You know, a person who gave her life to others.
This isn't your aunt. The nun we're burying now. It's you.
former what?
You know, always thinking of others.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
This is like never thinking
you're
of
yourself.
You're
not writing a mask card.
I'm talking about where's the twist in the road, Loretta? Where's the twist?
I don't need a twist in the road. My road is very diverged. My road.
Really diverged, like grass, like grassy verge?
No, like I've been down different roads. I'm happy on the road I'm in now. So if I'm happy on the lead up to life, to the end of my life now, I'm happy to continue on the road
on
I'm
the straight
on.
Road.
On the straight road with a couple of bends here and there. Perfectly great. And there's a couple of bits of bumpy areas along the way. Bit of grass. No problem. I'm fine. I'm happy.
Is there a twist in your road, Hector? Do you think? Would you like if you were saying
the former? I can't get the former broadcaster. Podcaster. That's like that thing. Yeah.
Former broadcaster Derek Davis.
Former GA coach.
Hey!
There you go.
Former,
now you're talking.
Former evangelical tribal minister. I don't know. Former. Yeah.
Legendary GAA coach Hector O'Hookagon passed away today at the age of 94.
Legendary, yeah. Yeah, the GA.
But sure, you wouldn't want to be changing your...
No, but I see what he's saying. If you twist something, you go and do something, you'll have it there forever. And
former weights lifter.
Former
chicken legs Kyogen.
Yeah, chicken legs Kyogen. Just talking about your church setting up, I see that poor, God help us, young fella again went to school again this morning. Poor Enoch Burke. I feel so sorry for these people. They're like, he's obviously completely... brainwashed for quite a clever family. I see in the paper this week.
Are they Mayo people?
Yeah, they're Mayo people. So I saw this week that, I know, I can, see can, this can I, week, right?
We, sorry, wait, that, do we know what part of Mayo is?
They're just outside Castlebar, I think. But I saw...
The Castlebar Burkes.
This, yeah, the Burkes, BU. They're the
Enoch,
BUs.
The Enoch.
Yeah.
Imagine the Gonses.
I mean, Jesus Christ, he gets sacked from work and he goes back there again. You just think, the father's driving him. He's a man in his 30s. Like, does he live at home and is he only allowed out of the house to go to school and go to work? And does the parents, are they completely, it's a cult they live in. And they have a little shop in the house. I saw in the paper this week, they have a little pop-up shop in the front of the house where they sell Peter Rabbit books and how to teach your children at home and, like, you know, the first steps of becoming homeschooled and the right way to do it. And you're thinking, they've 10 children and not one of them has been able to see the light and just be able to do their own thing. And, like, he's causing nothing but a stir, like. But you're thinking, he's brainwashed. He's a cult. Like, well, he's part of a cult.
They're severe Christians. Would that be the technical term?
They're Christians, aren't they? They're evangelical. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Fundamentally Christians.
Yeah. They, but like...
And what he was refusing... What was he refusing to do?
So he refused to acknowledge the pronoun them, they for a child that was transitioning. He didn't believe in it.
Transition year is compulsory in some schools.
It is. Transition year is. It is. He's not a fan of it.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, not a fan.
You have no choice.
You have no choice then.
You do the junior cert. And
gone are the days where you used to be able
transition.
To make
it. Stays in transition year and the best luck to you after that.
So he refused to acknowledge that. They then... I think they were able to keep him back. They were trying to... keep him away from the school.
He was suspended from the school, yeah.
But then he refused to be suspended. Stay away from the school. He kept coming to school. And then they had to get an injunction against him. And then he tried to object to that. And
he
then
was thrown into Mountjoy.
He was put into Mountjoy for... And every time...
Fair, he went into Mountjoy and had a bother with him.
The mother is there roaring and shouting in every courtroom. Like, what is... Like, isn't it awful sad... in society today that he can't make up his own mind when we live in a society where you think you're allowed freedom of speech and at the end of the day this poor lad he's obviously been said and led and been told what to do and
why homeschooled, educated
the whole lot of them.
Why do you not think it's his own mind saying this to him?
Because he's been homeschooled since he was a baby. He's never been exposed to other people in a classroom and listening to conversations from other people or listening to other viewpoints or having a discussion about things or been in secondary school where you're in a debate or you're having... And then they're fired into university and, you know, I think they've all been banned from all the social clubs in university forever.
They're quite stringent, literal.
Yeah, and you just wonder, are they allowed, like, live in college? Are they allowed to have college life?
Doesn't it show you the power of what happened in that family? That it's their way. It's been.
But it's
enshrined
kind of sad
into the
in
children.
A way for the kid, like for a young fella. It obviously is. He's grown up now to reach.
How would you
decision.
Feel if you got the job as the conditioning coach for the Mayo senior football team?
How would that work out? I don't know. He'd be very strict,
and he'd
make sure they were sticking to their plan.
S&C.
And like they're always going around shouting and
where
roaring.
Is Aidan O'Shea? Has anyone seen Aidan O'Shea?
Bring him out!
Bring out Aidan
O'Shea! Bring him out! We will see the manager. And you just see, like, there's obviously these churches or the, like, they're a church to a certain extent, I presume. They're a cult in their own environment. They're teaching the kids at school. They're at home.
Are they a highly intelligent family?
They seem to be very knowledgeable about... So you think...
Maybe he just needs... Maybe I think what that fella needs now, and I wouldn't know much, but as Ard Lohan said one time, he said, I'd like to get me brain taken out and washed.
Rinsed.
So maybe that fella just needs a good old body bath.
A good rinse.
Some class of a massage parlor stroke?
Indian head massage.
Stroke Hoover House in Castlebar where you go in and
that's
just...
That's maybe what he needs.
And just gets kind of... Just kind of soapy and spongy from
it's
his head to his foot. And
they look similar as well, all the
family,
they
all
don't
look
they?
The same.
They all look very...
I'll tell you what, they should do this exchange program where we send them to America and they would flourish in America. They would flourish in some part of middle America. They'd probably have their own television channel.
A few other countries now, he'd flourish in Saudi Arabia.
He'd flourish.
He'd flourish in Iran.
Perfect.
Do you know what
great
I mean?
Great there, yeah. Brilliant.
There are theocracies the world
how's
over.
John Rogers feeling at the moment? Like, has anyone seen John Rogers?
Poor John Rogers. Yeah. And then
Who the hell is John Rogers?
Who's John Rogers? Where is John Rogers?
Where is John Rogers? He's the chairman
of the board of management.
So that's what they shout every time.
And he wasn't at the meeting the other day in the Mullingar Park Hotel.
What are you fucking talking about?
The four of them are there in front of the Gardaí. Where is John Rogers? Where is John Rogers?
We're all saying it at different times and different...
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So John Rogers, chairman of the board of management. They had a board of management meeting.
Of the school.
The school in Multifarnham. So they were trying to get rid of...
Multifarnham, is that like more than one Farnham?
Yes. You know where Multifarnham is.
The far side of Crookedwood and the far side of Loch Derrivara.
In
Mullingar. Where is John Rogers, by the way?
The most famous school in Ireland.
It was a mad situation to see them in the foyer in a hotel surrounded by Gardaí, and the mother was going, "Where is John Rogers?" And then the daughter would go, "Where is John Rogers?" And
John Rogers fell ill and didn't go to the meeting.
And that's what they kept saying.
This meeting is unethical. Where is John Rogers?
Where is John Rogers?
And they just stood outside for the entirety of the meeting and they kept shouting, "Where is John Rogers? Where is John Rogers? Why was John Rogers not here?"
And the guards
Started there going, "What the fuck?" And they couldn't say anything. And they're, God loved them.
It's a strange one. He turned up at the school again, didn't he?
He went to school again this morning. So now he's been sacked. He's not even suspended. He's been sacked from his position. And he's still going to school.
Is he entitled to his wages after he's been sacked?
No, they were paying him, you see. He was been suspended with pay while they were deciding what to do with him. And then he kept breaking the rules.
And when he was in prison, was he still getting paid?
Probably.
Buying loads of cigarettes.
I thought maybe...
Buying loads of oranges. I'll get this, boys.
I thought maybe when he came out of prison that maybe he would have, you know, had.
But as a Christian, he would have loved being in prison.
Would he?
Because that's what Jesus did, hung around with sinners and prisoners and lepers and stuff.
Yeah, it's absolutely like God love. In a way, you feel sorry for them because they're obviously not. I don't know. They're just completely brainwashed. Imagine how easy it is to brainwash someone. If you had your own church, you could brainwash. But what would you brainwash people in your church to believe?
Spirit. I don't know. I was thinking yesterday that the small things make sense, but the big things don't.
Mm. That's fair enough.
Is that in life?
Yeah. So the small things make sense. So, for example, if you're a hard-working child, always do what your parents tell you, always do your homework, work hard in college, always respect your elders, always be responsible. It's fairly logical that you will never have an original thought in your head.
Yeah, that's true.
Right? If you're always doing what other people tell you to do.
Yeah.
Okay? So small things make sense, you know.
Yeah, but small things are good things.
Yeah, and our lives run on that kind of dynamic of the small things make... If you do this, this will happen. But the big things make no fucking sense at all. The big things of we are on a planet spinning around a fireball.
Yes.
In infinite time and infinite space. We live in a world of wardrobes and wasps and waterfalls and dolphins and electricity
and
mobile phones.
Solar panels.
And solar panels and fucking donkeys. None of that makes sense.
It doesn't. You're right.
None of that makes sense.
So how do we...
So what you do is you have to... Your world philosophy can't make sense either. You can't make sense of something that is nonsensical. So you have to choose a nonsensical
approach. Right.
And there's nothing more profoundly nonsensical than believing that there is a massive, gorgeous, divine Santa Claus living in the sky who knows your name, knows exactly how many hairs you have on your head and how many grains of sand are on the beach, and he loves you.
Yeah.
He fucking loves you.
For who you are.
I love you, Loretta. We do. We love you, Loretta. We do.
And he has a diary there saying Loretta is going to die at X age.
So the daftness of your big belief.
Yes.
It doesn't, just because it's nonsensical doesn't mean it won't work for you.
Mm.
So I think the bigger the dream you have, actually in a kind of strange way, the more practical it is. And if you think you can live without a dream, I think you're screwed, because I think you have...
Well, there's practical people in the world and people who live by the word of science. They don't have that.
That is also a decision. That's also, I'm going to go the science way. I'm going to go the earning a living and whatever I see in front of me way. That's the way.
Yeah.
I want to live like that.
But so have we lost sight of the simple things and how to live a simple life and enjoy the simplicity that we can make every day, Tommy?
I'm so confused now. How does he do that?
Tommy.
That's because he didn't know what the fuck you were talking about.
Have we lost sight of the simple things?
I've absolutely.
What?
The simple ways.
We had a miracle today, Hector. A man gave you a 500 euro note for me to give to Chokra. That's miraculous. And that's not practical.
No, but that,
in a weird way, that's to do with loving other people who are miles and
but
miles.
But he's
and
made
miles
a away. He made a simple decision, Tommy. That he said, "This is no good for me. I'm going to do it."
Amazing,
you know. And what you're the start of your conversation there was the simple things.
No, it wasn't, Hector.
The simplicity.
I think it was.
Go back to the start of what you said there.
No, it's. Too confusing. What he was talking about was too abstract. Anyway, so
I said
it makes sense.
The small things make sense.
Yes,
the big things don't.
Exactly. I'm always on about the small things in this fucking podcast.
Yes.
We do not cherish the small things enough. But having a big thing to believe in is fine.
I know.
Did you know that
I like clouds.
Yeah.
What's going on here? Small things.
Yeah. The simplicity of stuff, of life. It gets too clustered. We're too flustered and with everything that's going on.
Okay.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Right.
This class would be put into the, I'm not sure what we're talking about class, but let's go with it and see. But anyway. That's called the philosophy class. See, I'm confused by what you said. Not confused by it. I understand what you mean, but yeah. I want to live like that. I don't think that just because you believe in something, like everyone believes in something, you know.
It is difficult to talk about, but can we agree on the small things make sense and the big things don't?
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
You know, yeah, because the...
Yeah, so
it depends on who you are. If you look at the world from a science point of view and is that practical? I don't know. If their viewpoint, people of that viewpoint... That makes sense. It makes perfect sense.
There is nobody
who... There's a logic to everything that is.
Yeah, there is nobody that can look at every created thing, both visible and invisible, and say it's logical. There is nobody that can look at the infinite space of 40 million galaxies, of 300 million billion suns, of Milky Ways and Andromeda Ways and horsehead nebulas and the ever... lasting, unfolding infinity of space and matter and black holes and dark holes, and there's nobody can say, well, it's all fairly logical, because there's nothing there's nothing logical about it, but it's too big a thing to be thinking about the whole time.
So you have to live from your day to day.
We get on with the A, B, C, D of our lives, and in the A, B, C and D there is logic and stuff does make sense and follows patterns. I'm just saying that I was just thinking last night of how
in the book that you're reading, is
so,
it?
So there's two different things going on, you know. I know if I do something, X will happen, you know. But I don't. That's logical. That makes sense. But I have no fucking idea how this planet we're on is spinning at 1,000 miles an hour. It's spinning around, and it's spinning trajectory around a fireball. Like, what the fuck is that about?
And we're living in the middle of it.
And then I suppose the other thing is we're living now in a world where we have to be conscious of the decisions we make that will affect the future, as in going electric or not burning stuff. And that part of it is we don't see the benefit of that in our daily lives, but overall it'll make a difference.
You are wearing a jumper with the word closed written on it.
Yes.
Why is that?
Because I'm married. That's the end of it. End of it. My world is, my life is over. I'm as well just
closed.
That's it. It's all over. The office is closed. Business is gone forever.
Audrey, it's all over.
It's all over. It's for a waste of time. What's left? What is left of the world? Jesus, if you can't have a bit of crack and then you have to go and get married. It's ridiculous. I don't know. What? Isn't it fascinating too? When you think about it, imagine like, and it was watching that girl that was on your show a couple of weeks ago talking about, she was so practically talking about sex, you know, and like you can give someone, your partner, an orgasm by spending ages on their nipples, whether it's a man or a woman, or it was so like, it was so physical.
Yeah.
You know, and then you think, isn't it fascinating how you can just meet one person, a lot of people meet one person and spend the rest of their life with them.
Mm.
And there's like millions of people in the world. How is it that,
that you find
you can
that.
Know so many people and yet one person you have that connection with and the rest of the people you're just friends with?
It's yeah. What is that? What is that fucking little...
Like if you're taking her approach to things, I mean, it's very mechanical. Like you could make anyone have an orgasm and you can make anyone have, you know, that physical side of it's there. Yeah. But then you've got like, okay, I know 200 people and one person I'm attracted to out of all those people and that's supposed to be it for the rest of your life. It's fascinating, isn't it?
Mm.
Isn't it? Like you, all of the people in the world, like there's so many people and everywhere you go. Yeah, I know, but you're only going to meet
a certain amount of people through your journeys, right? So
but you meet loads of people.
Yes.
And like it takes 1 second to meet the person that you fall in love with.
But there's something beautiful about that. There's something
but isn't it, what is it like?
You can't put your finger on that. Why did that happen? Why did you fall in love with that person? What made you fall in love with that person?
And you've loads of interests with other people. Like you've friends and you're friends with them for a reason because you've got, you know, there's some connection there to make.
But you don't click. You don't click. It's that click. There's something that...
Is falling in love the right phrase? I've been thinking about that recently.
Yeah, is it? I don't know.
I was talking to a fella who told me that he was in love with God, right? Mm. And he said that the difference between falling in love with God and falling in love with another person is you very rarely meet or hear of two people who, young lovers, who go, I love you. I love you too. And then the other one goes, great, let's feed the poor.
Yeah. Yeah,
do you know what I mean? It's when people say that, I'm not sure it's the right phrase. They say they fall in love with one another, but it's a very, does that love reach out to other people?
I've often told you I love lots of people.
But this is the point. Like, we do love lots of people.
I don't think it's a bad thing to say that you love your friends.
No, but he's saying, is falling in love the right term to use?
The right phrase. Because, say, two people meet and they fall
you
in
keep
love.
It just for one person.
It's just for.
It's just a very.
They don't fucking start working for the Simon community or campaigning for justice for third world farmers.
So come up
farmers.
With another phrase. What is it? It's falling in love is one thing. Oh, they fell in love and they got married. But what?
Well, in Irish, it's fwi gasa. You're under a spell.
Yeah.
And I think there's wisdom in that.
Yeah.
You are under a spell.
It's
yeah.
Doesn't that make more sense?
Yeah.
Tomé fwi gasa. Leshan Colleen Shin. I am under.
Niamh Keenor put Tiernan Oak. She put Oisín under a spell, didn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just. It's so fascinating. It's fascinating. And then people are surprised if people, you know, break up or split up. There's so many people in the world, but it's almost impossible.
But I like the randomness of how the fuck did those two people meet and why did they decide to spend the rest of their lives together? What happened between those two people? Random, like, you often say, oh, they don't look like they're fucking, how did they? He's completely different from your one, or she's completely, how the fuck did they end up together? I think it's nobody else's business how they end up. But why did those two people end up together?
Yeah, that's
you're in that sort of a.
It was only when that girl that was on Tommy's show was speaking about that fit, you know, the physical, like, you know, kind of making another person, whatever, all that sex thing. Like, so that's just pure, like, that talk. I mean, you could walk into a shop and just make somebody have an orgasm. But, like, my point is that it's so fascinating that you can just
find one person.
And just, that's it. Like.
So let's look at the Holy Trinity here between us. What was it? What was it? We're all married now. When we started this podcast, we weren't all married, but now we are. So I'm going to ask you, Loretta Blewett, why, what was that thing that clicked? Just, what was it? Why?
Was it me or the three of us?
This is you and then we're going to Tommy. What clicked?
No, but that's what I'm saying.
Why have you decided?
I don't know. Why? That's what I'm saying. I don't know. I don't understand it. Like, obviously,
Are you asking, Hector, what...
Yeah, why did I fall in love?
No, what makes our marriage work?
No, but let's go back to the fucking fundamental beginning. Let's go back to the beginning.
Is it the three of us you want to know about?
Yeah, I want to know about the three, but go back, the three of us are married. So what was the thing that clicked? What was it? Was it the mind? Was it...
Oh, what was...
Was it, was it a sense of humour? Or was it some moment?
I'm not sure you're on his bed.
Was there a moment? What's the fucking moment that's intangible that fucking makes
so to do with our partners, not to do with one another around the table here?
Yeah.
We're opening up around the table here. This is, well, it's about our partners. What was that fucking intangible moment?
I don't know, because it's absolutely bizarre. You have lots of things in common with other people, like interests, this common interest. But it has to be... The reason that you fall for someone has to, the initial thing, obviously, it has to be there has to be a common interest. And then you've got
to... Does your wife doesn't listen to the podcast, Hector, no? Does she?
I don't think she listens to many of them, no? Because there's so many of them. There's something...
too many of them.
That person...
My beloved listens and she'd be dying to hear what I'm going to say now.
Yes.
I think there's...
And probably.
Your beloved.
I think there's something that other person in your life makes you feel there's something that they do that make you feel that's completely different, and that I feel good inside and something makes me smile inside. That person makes me feel warm
in your inside mouth.
In your inside, that inside. You say, fuck it, I like that feeling.
But you have to build that up.
Yeah.
But you have to take that chance
But you're saying, why, out of all the hundreds of people that people meet, or thousands of people in the world and whatever, and then there's one.
Because it only takes a second or two to meet the person, and then.
So what is it? What is it? Why?
Could be
why
on holidays.
Why do people connect?
I'd be fairly strict on height now.
Oh, so you've got a checklist before it goes.
Yeah, I'd be fairly.
You didn't just. Stumble upon in a situation. Well, not anymore. Obviously, you're married, but
yeah. No, but even when I met the beloved, it was a height.
We never went for the smaller ladies, Tommy.
No, I couldn't. Any woman that can sit on my knee and like if a woman is sitting on my knee and her feet don't touch the ground, it's not happening. It is not happening.
Okay, right. You're like the 5'10", 5'11", 6 foot.
Yeah, but I don't want to be dominated either. I don't want to, you know, I want people to be able to see me when my partner's sitting on my knee. So it's just that.
What the fuck going on here?
Not long after
me. You auditioned by putting them sitting on your knees.
That's it. I was in a shopping centre of an afternoon and.
Santa Claus over the corner.
She was walking, this beautiful woman was walking down the road and I says, come here to me, you, for 1 second.
Sit on my knee.
Down here, can we see how you are for size?
She sat on my knee there and her feet didn't touch the ground. And I says, you may fuck off now. We are done.
That was the end.
I spent weeks and months traipsing around the country getting women to sit on my knee, and next thing this. Bald, brassy young one from Rathfarnham said Minnie, and her feet just touched the ground in perfect.
But her feet haven't touched the ground since. Hey! Boom! Take that one out. put that one in your comedy locker and lock the door with your golden nugget key of quality one-liners.
If ever a man was destined to host winning streak in his career. That's going to be your obituary. Former host of Winning Streak.
Okay, now Marie, having a big spin there. But there's something beautiful, that's something that's intangible, why those two people have come together and why they're together. And that you're in the honeymoon period of it now. It'll fairly wear off after 20 years.
I know, but still, like, it wears off. But, like, then you think, sure, I don't know. It's just...
All drugs and spells wear off. Yeah.
But maybe that person has a continuous spell and long may it last.
Yeah. And there's wisdom. The body knows.
Yeah.
The body knows.
It's the simple things.
When the body moves, the mind must pay heed. So if the body is attracted to somebody, the mind has to go, hang on, what's going on here now? Why is this?
Let's team up here.
Why are my limbs
jingling?
Why am I moving in this direction after that body? And the mind goes, leave it to the body.
Right, okay. Yeah, interesting. Anyway. It's a fascinating one. I'm not suggesting people break up with each other just because they're wondering why they're together, but I'm interested by it now, I have to say.
Right, very strange vibes in here today. If I was a...
Let's embrace the strange vibes.
If I was a medium...
Navan County medium.
So I was doing a bit, my eldest boy's doing the Leaving Cert, and I saw his handwriting, and I saw the other lad's handwriting last week as well. And
do they have to do handwriting now?
I hadn't seen it in a long time.
So is there the prospect then of moving away from home in September?
Oh, could be.
All clear. Corky.
Limnoch Neil Sagam. It is hard to believe that little baby that came into the world back in 2004 is now ready to fly the coop. And if he leaves, he leaves. And if he stays, he stays. And if he does the first year in college and stays with us, all the better. There'll be tears, but he's ready to go. But I saw his handwriting. And then I saw the other lad's handwriting. And you know what? We have done an awful fucking disservice to the scribes of this world, to the people who started out fucking etching carvings on rocks and putting pictures down and fucking, and the thousands of years of trying to come up with a way, calligraphy and numerals and the Romans and writing, and then finally writing and writing the first books of all time, and then amassing this amazing knowledge using handwriting and shapes and pictures and everything we used with our hand, and that feather with a little bit of blood, and then
the quill
and the ink, and then sitting in school day after day after day after day learning to join your letters, because I am going to learn to write. And then,
but do they not still do that?
Not in the fucking young people. Not the fuck, no. Writing.
You must have to learn how to write.
They can write their names. We are doing a disservice to the thousands of fucking years that it has taken mankind.
So was Jungfern's writing legible or illegible?
It was pretty fucking...
You have very nice handwriting, actor. You have lovely, loopy lady writing.
How do you...
You do, actually. You don't really have man's writing.
You don't have man's writing.
But I always do this when I do an envelope or I send it. I always go like this at the end.
What kind of handwriting do you have, Tommy?
I put that on the end of every... At the bottom of every envelope address. I do a little design and everything.
Sure,
what sort of writing do you do?
I used to write to you all the time.
Yes.
When you were in boarding school.
Yes.
But like, we're doing it like for the thousands of years it's taken mankind to fucking master and craft.
But they're all typing now with their thumbs. Yeah,
so what are we doing? We're losing that tradition of this hand.
But you still have to write.
But it was me. I knew that when I was writing an essay about me summer holidays, it was the 16th of July, 1982.
I
went to
Military manoeuvres in Mullingar.
I was camping by Loch Derrivara. And I was writing, and that's the way I do my G and my H.
So tell me
So their identity, the way you sign your name is fucking unique. But when's the last time you signed your name?
All the time. You have to sign your name all the time. If you're writing letters or if you're signing forms.
When do you write letters?
I write letters sometimes to people. Little notes and little cards, birthday cards. You don't type out birthday cards.
Once or twice take a pen in your hand, and I guarantee it feels strange. Oh, do I write like this? I didn't write like this when I was a teenager because I've forgotten how to write.
Hector, you go through
the world is making us forget things. It's fucking just confusing, cluttering us up with shit.
I've gone from writing my name every week to get me dole, to writing autographs, to signing now for food in hotel rooms. That's been the story of my life so far.
That's great. I like
I'm interested
story.
In the prospect of the gossin hopping the road and
You give me some advice on this, Tommy. You've gone through all this. You've gone through this three times now.
Well, not really, because they were...
they've got to that age.
Yeah, they're all Galway. The only one big thing was when one of the young fellas went to Australia and New Zealand for a while. New Zealand. That was a... But you'd just be delighted that they're having an adventure.
Yeah.
Just delighted.
Yeah.
So your Gosson might go...
He might go Limerick or he might go Galway. Who knows? It's.
And how will the other Gosson be with the big Gosson gone?
I think he'll embrace if he does go off to college and is away from the home. I think the other lad will have the run of the house. This is the lad. There'll be no flies on this lad. I went out to him yesterday. I said, "Where are you at?" He said, "I'm out in the garage." "What are you doing?" "I'm just mopping up the floor and cleaning the games room out there where we have the pool table."
Yeah,
he was out there for hours fixing bits and pieces.
Well, I like going bringing a woman over for the weekend. They just
When I moved into the house, I put in a pool table in the garage. The first thing I did, and the babies were in the cot. I said to the missus, "We need to get the fucking priority here. We need an area to go to
6x3.
We need to get a place where we can go to and put the baby listener on, and I can play pool, and we can have a few drinks, and we'd listen to the babas asleep in their cots in the garage." Because I said,
"Saying the missus, the best of 11."
Yeah. So we knew
best of 11 for
I
a ride.
I knew that if when we moved into the house, right, the house was a shell and we didn't build it. So I knew that going into that house in 2005, if I didn't do something with the garage right then, it would become the glorified dump.
Yes.
There would be mattresses, a door. You need to keep the door. Just have a spare door. Keep them box of tiles. Keep
this. Deadly, isn't
Irish
it?
People fucking amass shit. So I said, "We're not going to do that. We're going to kit it out. We're going to put a lovely wooden floor in there. We're going to..."
You've half a loft in it, do you?
Yeah, we've a sort of a loft area that I thought I would sleep up there. I thought I'd sleep up there on beanbags when I come in. I had this idea that when I come in drunk and I didn't want to wake up anyone, I'd go up into the loft.
You ever do that?
You want to see the state of it. There's fucking Christmas trees from 40 years ago and old bits of camping gear and fucking things haven't opened from the electric picnic and old gas yoke and old stupid deck chairs and fucking shit
awful
up there.
Listen to what
it was supposed to be a loft.
But did you ever sleep up in it?
I can't even get up to fucking... And now when we get the Christmas present, when we take the trees and all the Christmas things out, I had to be up at the top. Give me that fucking Christmas tree.
You can't even get up there anymore.
Lamp it up and down. It's the biggest dump I've ever seen. So we did the floor, we pumped the wall, and then I said to the missus, "We'll put in a big fridge and we'll be able to have beers. And then we'll have a little table with bar stools." And then I said, "We'll put in some lights." And then I got a picture of Bob Marley on one side and Rage Against the Machine on the other. I started putting all my memorabilia. And
you've Keno.
I've Keno. I've a lot of stuff of Keno, Man United, and all the bits and pieces. And then I said, "We need a pool table." So, which was fundamental, vital for a man to have a pool table. It's like having a ride on lawnmower. It is like a power washer, a pool table. These are, you've done well. He's a pool table in the house. So that was the room.
Okay, so if the young fella goes to Limerick, will he? Do you think he might come back every night?
No, I think he'll stay. There's a few of the boys. It depends what a couple of his mates are doing. They went down on an open day. I was very proud that he went to Limerick on the open day and had a look around. And
why Limerick? Do you want Limerick, him to go there?
He likes the idea of Limerick. He likes the sporting aspect of it.
Oh yeah,
it's a college. What? Listen, I haven't a clue. A fucking CAO. I'm entering into CAO world now, but I haven't a clue about that. Dipping is way better with all that's helping.
But she's
a
college lady.
She is, but the filling out of the CAO, Tommy, for fuck's sake, come on. Do you remember?
But is he not, he doesn't have his eye on a course in physical stretching in Utrecht.
He's going to Groningen to do
Groningen.
Groningen. He's going to Utrecht. Where's your son? He's studying
stretching
in Utrecht. We don't know. All I know is that the mocks are coming up, the orals are coming up, the leaving cert is coming up, and he's doing a bit of work. So we'll see how he gets on. I'm not putting any pressure on him. So whether he goes to Limerick or he goes to Galway or he gets what he wants, I haven't a clue.
And if he says to you, if he can come back at the end of the summer, says, "I'm not going to college, fuck college." Say from the few of the lads that got a house in New Road, there's eight of us in a 3-bedroom house, I'm going to get me dole I'm going to move into town.
Yeah, I'm just going to go into town for a while.
Yeah, what would you say?
Yeah, go into town for a while. So a lot of people have come to Galway town for a while. It's taken them years. I would say, well, that's a good road because I know a new road. I used to live on Canal Road. I'll say, that's a good part of town. Back to west. Who's with you? And he'll say, Chully, Binga, Bobza, Nifta, and a few of the lads from school.
Rats aren't nifty.
So I'd say, it depends. And I'd say, who's going in with you? Good. All right. You ready? Okay. Away you go. Do it.
Lovely.
We've spoken about this before. Let him have adventures.
Yeah.
And let him go around with a joyful heart and fucking embrace being a 19, 20 year old.
That's all from us this week, everybody. We really hope you've enjoyed the show. And mind yourselves down the road.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.